If we take a pencil and open up to Revelation chapter 21 and try to trace the outline of those words, we end up with an outline of God's vision of hope and healing for this world, where we see that the home of God is among humanity, where God will wipe every tear from our eyes, where mourning and crying will be no more, where death will be no more. Imagine that vision of God's grace. It's like when a good friend pulls up a chair and sits down next to us in the middle of our mourning and crying, and for that brief second, the world is changed. The world is brighter and better. That it paints a picture for us of that beautiful hymn where we sing, "We are one in spirit. We are one in the Lord. We walk with each other. We walk hand in hand. We work with each other. We work side by side. They will know we are Christians by our love." That by our love, we witness that God's home is among us. We see this vision lived out when Jesus gets up from the table after sharing the bread and the cup, and he wraps a towel around his waist. And then Jesus washes the disciples' feet. And he says, "I give you a new commandment. You are to love one another as I have loved you." Now, that commandment may no longer have that brand new car smell to it. It has been some time from then until now. So perhaps it's no longer brand new. But what remains true is that there is always something new within it as we continue to learn what it means to wash one another's feet. In 1964, Atlanta Records recorded a song by Solomon Burke, "Everybody Needs Somebody to Love." It's been recorded by the greats of Wilson Pickett and the Rolling Stones, and of course, the legendary Blues Brothers, John Belushi and Dan Aykroyd. And in that movie where the Blues Brothers sing that song, they're up there on stage and the band starts to play and the trumpets are gearing up and they're welcoming the crowd. And out there in the crowd are all the police waiting to arrest them. And they say, "So glad so many people came out tonight. Now remember, whatever you do, whoever you are, whatever you do to live, strive, or survive, there are some things where we are all the same. You, me, them, everybody. That everybody needs somebody to love." In an interview, Burke, who wrote that song, said that the original riff that he based the song on is something he used to play as a kid growing up in the church. He said, "We play it with tubas and trombones and a big bass drum. It was a march that we played for the collection of the offering, and it just sounded joyful." He said, "If everybody was to sing that song, it would save the world." Because when we have somebody to love, or somebody to love us, we can endure our hardest sadness. And we can put down our deepest regret. And we can celebrate with the utmost joy. Because we will see that the home of God is among us. And they will know that we are Christians by our love. And today we give thanks for our deacons and other leaders in the church who remind us of what we have to share with one another. That we ordain deacons by the laying on of hands, where we place our hands on their shoulders and we offer a brief word of prayer. And in just a second, after our litany of ordination and installation, everybody who would like to come forward for the laying on of hands will be invited to do so as the priesthood of the believers. We will make our way from the back of the sanctuary down this side of the room, walking in front of the candidates seated in these chairs, putting our hands on their shoulders and offering a word of prayer for their leadership, for their time, for their wisdom and their dedication. And then we will return to our seats by the center aisle or this side of the room. And to Anna, Ashley, Leah, and Ben, and to all of the deacons serving this year, we are thankful for how you lead us in good ways and remind us of what we have to share with one another.